It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Gather around, gather around. A Thursday installment of Not Necessarily
the News.
The news, where we report so many facts that we may have to build a new data center somewhere out there.
No.
Let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Let's find out. Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers, enjoy our data. Yesterday, we got brand new data on nutrition from RFK and Dr. Oz, who does something for the government now. But Dr. Oz, by the way, said you shouldn't be drinking alcohol, period, and certainly not for breakfast.
Oh, that's okay.
He made that very clear and adamant.
I mean, has he ever been to brunch?
I mean,
I'm just saying, we're pretty fun.
This mimosa's for you.
Call me, Mom.
But it was RF Kennedy Jr. that announced the new dietary guidelines, and it's really a new food pyramid. And the pyramid that we've learned and long since probably forgotten from grade school, for crying out loud. Basically, they flipped it upside down and promoting proteins, meats, and fats, even. He said the war on fat is over. So,
does this mean we get to eat more brisket?
I think Wegovy has something to say about that.
But
putting a greater emphasis on eating fruits, vegetables, and roadkill, probably. And also, yeah. But he took the food pyramid literally, and it's upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it's a pyramid that's now upside down, which now looks like a pizza slice. And I think that defeats the purpose of what RFK was trying to get across.
Beautiful voice, said Bobby.
It was eloquently stated yesterday. So happy eating.
Hi, Jennifer Aniston, one of the biggest stars in Tinseltown. And if you want to be by her side, you got to keep up with all that ambition. Jim Curtis, well, he knows this well, as his lady is now lobbying him to capitalize on his hypnotherapy hustle.
Oh, that's right. He's a hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
But he knew that.
No.
And you knew that.
No.
Wait, I don't know. Wait, who knows why? Either way,
when
she
I
wants
snap
him
my
to.
Fingers. She will snap out of it.
She wants him to write more books, attend more wellness events, and adopt more of her can-do attitude. She wants him to dream big. You know, this may be a little bit easier for her, considering she has, you know, a lot of big names right on speed dial. But he also cited her as one of the most amazing things that happened in the year 2025. Friends say she's happy and comfortable with the life coach.
But is she cognizant of what's happening? Or is he just really good at what he does?
Were you saying something?
Yeah. I'm telling you, somebody's going to snap their fingers near her, and she's going to be wake up, and it was all a dream. Tonight, it is the college football playoff semifinal. Yay.
Yeah, it is.
Miami and Ole Miss tonight, Oregon, Indiana tomorrow. And it's a weird collection of the Final Four. And in a new survey, this done by CBS Sports, what team do people want to win the national championship? Indiana 11%, Miami 9%, Ole Miss 6%, Oregon 5%, 13% not sure, 56%.
Oh no!
Don't care.
Oh boy!
Yeah. I don't
Poor
either.
Oregon.
I don't either. Tech got bounced, and
fine.
We'll just talk about TCU from a couple of years ago and remember fondly.
So pop quiz. You are a new husband, are you not, JB?
I will take correct, Alex.
All right.
What is correct?
How would Elle feel about you making a new friend by the name of one Jennifer Lopez?
She'd probably think it's pretty cool, and we'd get J-Lo on both of our shows.
Yeah, just some secret phone calls. Well, you know, one Meghan Markle does not agree with any of this. Yeah, rumors are swirling that Prince Harry has been enjoying some little downtime on the phony phone with one J-Lo.
On the telly, I do believe it's called.
Apparently,
ain't that right, Tony?
He's trying to get the actress for an appearance at his Invictus Games.
Oh. Well, okay, then he maybe... Well, at least he has an excuse and an alibi. She lines them up like toy soldiers. Be careful there.
I know. There's always
so CBS, and it comes out March 1st, and that would be one of the Yellowstone spinoffs. Why?
Why?
Marshalls.
Oh.
Yeah. And that is a Taylor Sheridan production, of course, while Taylor Sheridan's still hanging with the Paramount CBS people. But this may be why they have quietly changed, before it even airs, the name of Y, colon, Marshalls. Now it will just be called Marshalls.
Why?
That's the question.
Oh. All right.
No, probably because so they can keep it going after Sheridan runs away and gets his new deal going. Yeah, right there. I think that's the why, but I don't know the who. Huh? What? That's it.
Yeah. The Consumer Electronics Show going strong in fabulous Las Vegas, and there are a lot of things that we never, ever knew that we needed. A hologram in a tube for your own personal chatbot. That's not creepy. A Roborock Rover, which is a vacuum that can actually climb stairs. We like that one, ladies. And a lollipop that plays music. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that came from. Meanwhile, Sony, well, they're getting into the auto market. They've got an electric SUV that allows you to play your PS4 or PS5 right behind the wheel.
Excellent.
Yes. It's going to be great. It has a driveless mode. So you can, you know, be entertained, because God forbid you not be entertained for your commute.
Isn't necessary, and I like video games, but it's not necessary, because if you want to play Grand Theft Auto, just go driving around Tarrant County for a little while, okay?
Yeah.
You're
and
fine.
Again,
I'll show you the spots.
Where is the laundry folding machine?
I know,
Excuse me.
Bath and Body Works said that was a bad idea. So they debuted a new candle last month, and they are already pulling it off shelves. Nobody's buying it. People are gagging when it's lit in the store. Customers have claimed it's the most disgusting thing they've ever smelled.
Ew.
It is a pizza and ranch dressing candle. Yeah, it's been discontinued, and it has notes of gooey cheese and crispy pepperoni and, of course, ranch. I mean, we love ranch, certainly in the state of Texas.
If you have a tween boy, you do not need one of these.
No kidding. But they say it basically smells like a bottle of ranch that's been left out for many days. And that sounds like a possible Will It Float item in our future. So I need to get a hold of one.
Will It Float!
The kids would like it. And then finally, the gambling site Polymarket is refusing to pay people who bet and won on the U.S. invading Venezuela.
Oh, for crying out.
The gambling site said what happened doesn't constitute and count as a full, quote, invasion. But I think we've already lost the war. If people are betting on what we're invading
Venezuela.
Next.
Venezuela.
Well, Greenland's up.
Heatherly.
I like those odds.